Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Moshe says that he had told Hashem that it was too hard for him to be the only leader of Bnei Yisrael. And why? Moshe says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Hashem Elokeichem, Hirbaeschem, Vehinchem Hayom, Hashem has multiplied you, and you are today Kichochvei Hashamayim Larov, you're as numerous as the stars of the sky. It's a beautiful message. Avram Avinu was promised the same thing back in Parshas Lech Lecha and in Parshas Vayera. Bnei Yisrael would be as numerous as the stars. Yitzchak Avinu was also promised the same thing in Parshas Toldos, as numerous as the stars. And Moshe mentions this bracha again and again throughout the Torah. So here in the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Moshe says, you are today as numerous as the stars. But is it true? Did the promises to Avram and Yitzchak come true? Were Bnei Yisrael ever as numerous as the stars? And in our parsha, when Moshe said that Bnei Yisrael were as numerous as the stars, they actually were not as numerous as the stars. We know exactly how many people were in Bnei Yisrael. A census had been taken just a short while before this speech. So how could Moshe say that Bnei Yisrael were, at that moment, kechochvei hashamayim larov, as numerous as the stars of the sky? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question, and he says, based in the Sifri, that when Moshe said, V'hinchem hayom, kichochvei hashamayim larov, you are today like the stars, what Moshe meant was, you are like today. In other words, you're compared to the day, just like the sun in the day, just like the sun and the stars exist forever. You too, Bnei Yisrael, will exist forever. This blessing of Moshe is a blessing of Jewish survival. Don't worry, Bnei Yisrael, our nation will survive. Despite hardships, despite challenges throughout history, we will survive. That's Rashi. And another beautiful explanation is offered by the Chida. The Chida is an acronym for Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who died in 1806. He wrote many, many Sfarim, and he writes in one of his Sfarim on the Chumash, he wrote a few, in one of his Sfarim on the Chumash, Nachal Kedumim, he says the following beautiful idea. Moshe Rabbeinu is not speaking about the quantity of Bnei Yisrael. Hashem's promise to Avram and Yitzchak and to the rest of Bnei Yisrael is not about the quantity of Bnei Yisrael. We know the quantity of Bnei Yisrael, and in the wilderness and throughout history, Bnei Yisrael was never as numerous as the stars in the sky. Moshe was not speaking about the quantity of Bnei Yisrael, but the quality. And when you speak about the quality of Bnei Yisrael, then indeed they are as infinite as the stars. There's no way to count Bnei Yisrael when you speak of their quality, of their potential. Each person is a whole world. The Gemara, for example, in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, says that Yair ben Menashe, one of the Shoftim in Sefer Shoftim, was Shakul Kiruba Shel Sanhedrin. He was the equivalent of half of the Sanhedrin. And there's many other examples in Chazal. Avishai ben Tsuruya and Moshe Rabbeinu. We have different places in Chazal where they're equal to many more than just one person. So the Chida says that when we hear that Bnei Yisrael would be like the stars in the heaven, he doesn't mean quantitatively, but qualitatively. And based on this chida, I thought that perhaps one can suggest that this might be a way to explain a well-known Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah quotes Yehoshua ben Prachya, who says that when we see someone doing something wrong, we must judge them favorably. But the Mishnah does not say, Have a dan es kol adam lekaf zuchus, judge every person favorably, but rather the Mishnah says, Have a dan es kol ha-adam lekaf zuchus, judge the whole person favorably. This is a Jew. It's a brother, it's a sister of ours. They're not just that one singular individual person. They're a whole world, a whole universe. Kichochvei hashamayim larov. Value everything about them. Don't just see this one person in front of you. Don't just judge this one person in front of you. See them for what they are really worth. And that is why, perhaps also, why the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, just a few Mishnayos later, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tesvav, the Mishnah quotes Shammai as saying that we should greet every person pleasantly, with a smile. But again, the Mishnah does not say that we have to greet every person, Havei Mekabel Es Kol Adam, Besever Panim Yafos. The Mishnah says, Havei Mekabel Es Kol Ha-Adam, Besever Panim Yafos. Once you view every person as a whole universe, Kechochvei HaShamayim LaRov, then it's easy. Of course we'll greet them happily. Besimcha. They're a whole world. They are, quote, worth so much. That's their real value, their true value. Everyone is worth so much more than what you see. Of course, we're eager to greet them happily. By the way, I'll say parenthetically, there's another way to explain these Mishnayos, Havei Dan Es Kol Adam Lekaf Zechus, and Havei Mekabel Es Kol Adam Besever Panim Yafos. If you're interested to hear another explanation, please WhatsApp me privately. Have an amazing day, everyone.